think it's a little bit difficult to imagine what we accepted as normal and how we thought our lives should be. For me, there were some issues, I suppose, which were around never being able to say exactly what I thought and have it taken seriously. There were some issues about the sort of language and the ideas that were in the culture that was around me that suggested that I inhabit some sort of different role from the world of men. There were the difficulties which I always encountered in my relationships with men, specifically, as I mentioned before, in the mining area, where it was expected that you would behave in a particular way and that you would submit to male ideas because that was what survival was about. But I couldn't quite manage it. I couldn't ever quite manage to create that sort of relationship where my ideas or thoughts weren't threatening. But I didn't know what they were. I didn't know why they were like that. I was talking to somebody recently about the sort of pop songs that were around in the early 1960s, mid-1960s, and the sort of language that they used. And we were talking about that Beatles song, which is, "You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Find you with another man, that's the end of, little girl." And we just accepted that as being the way in which male and female related to each other. And in some ways, we thought it was quite good. I mean, if a man was violent towards a woman, it showed that he really cared about her, that he really loved her, and that he really wanted to own her. And I suppose our whole sexual education had been constructed around that. And yet that didn't somehow feel right. Nobody wants to have violence perpetrated upon them. And so there were a mass of contradictory things going on in that period. The 1960s, all sorts of issues being raised. Watching the television, you couldn't avoid it. And I was quite clever at school. I did quite well at school, but I found myself, after adolescence, deliberately, absolutely clearly underachieving, not wishing to show that I had any knowledge or information. So I had a background of it, I suppose, of a hodgepodge of ideas which were all contradictory. But I had all these, I had also inherited all these ideas. And when I first heard of feminism, I didn't think it had anything to do with me, really. I thought it was a load of mad women. And, you know, burning bras and that sort of thing really got through to me as being sort of silly, because it was a period when we were trying to develop our sexuality and we wanted to create relationships, and that just seemed counterproductive in those circumstances. When I went to college in Middlesex Polytechnic in 1971, there was a whole feeling of revolution in the air, and it was all to do with the New Left, and it had come out of people who'd been to the LSE were teaching us sociology, and they'd been involved in the student movements in 1968. They were young lecturers, and their ideas were affecting the way in which they were teaching us, so we were learning a lot. But I was still in that sort of underachievement mode, still not feeling that I was really connecting with any sort of intellectual life. So all I would read books, and these words were all fine and I could work it out, but it didn't get me in the heart. It was just words. Marxist theory was just words. Because I was a socialist, I was always on the fringes of some of the left-wing groups like Socialist Workers and the International Marxist Group and those sorts of groups which were around at the time. And I was picking up a lot of their ideas, but I was never able to join. I never felt able to join because it never felt quite right to me, that it didn't quite gel with some of the things that I thought, even though I wasn't clear what they were. And I'm sure that was true of a lot of the people who were around me at the time. But anyway, there was some sort of meeting which was to start a women's group. Huge argument about whether or not it should be a women-only group or whether men should be involved, which was about splitting the revolutionary movement or not splitting the revolutionary movement. And I wasn't really clear where I stood on that. I didn't really have a view. I thought it was all a bit odd, this argument. But at the same time, I lived with a lot of women and we were all socialists and we all talked with each other, and I think some of these ideas started getting through at some point.